I'm Daniel Altman. I'm the first chief economist at InstaWork, which is a flexible work app that brings together hourly professionals and businesses across the country in many different industries. Today, I want to talk to you about something strange that happened with the government's surveys of workers. Between 2019 and 2021, the Labor Department apparently lost track of about 6 million hourly workers. At least the counts went down by that much. In fact, in 2020, they were down by about 9 million. But we're still missing 6 million hourly paid workers. Where could they have gone? Full-time employment has actually recovered to its pre-pandemic levels, while part-time employment is still 6 or 7% below. So does this represent a real decrease in the labor force, or is there something else going on? Well, surveys take place during a reference week every month. Now, if you haven't been working in that week and you're not employed on a salary basis or full-time position, then you won't be counted as in the labor force. So if you're taking a little time off, if you're ill, and normally you might try and work a few shifts or a few hours here and there, it doesn't matter, you'll be out of the labor force that week. Whereas someone with a permanent job who takes vacation or sick leave will still be counted as in the labor force. So there's some leakage from the surveys that the government conducts when people take time off from unconventional working arrangements. Now, the government also counts self-employed people, and you might think a lot of these 6 million may have become self-employed, as so many did apparently during the pandemic. Well, that's probably not what the government is seeing either, because they only counted another 100,000 people becoming self-employed since the pandemic began. So where did these people go? Well, there are a lot of people who work on a shift or task or hourly basis who wouldn't necessarily count themselves as self-employed because they're still working for other businesses. But millions of them have signed up for what we're calling flexible work apps. That means they're getting an app on their phone or their computer that helps to match them with businesses who value their skills and want to employ them. These apps helped the economy in several different ways. One is to reduce frictional unemployment. Now, what's frictional unemployment? It's the unemployment that happens during the job search process. There are workers and there are businesses that are looking to find each other, but they just can't, just hard to find information about the workers you want. Well, these apps help to reduce that. And so by reducing frictional unemployment, we allow the economy to employ more people and grow a bit faster. We also help the quality of matching between workers and businesses because they find out about each other. A lot of these apps, including InstaWork, have reputation mechanisms. So you can grade the workers who work for you and they can grade your company as well. Workers are able to evaluate many offers of employment by different businesses at the same time. And that gives them bargaining power. And so it's no surprise to see that workers' share of national income has actually been growing through the pandemic. Now, when we look at the workers who are participating in these apps, we notice a few things. First, we see that they value flexibility across three dimensions. They value flexibility in time, being able to work at day or at night, or 1 week on, 1 week off, however they choose to do it. They value it across geography. We see workers who work in different metropolitan areas at different times of the year. And they also value it across roles. We'll see workers who work in different industries. They might work one shift as a busser and another shift as a warehouse associate. They have lots of combinations and they're free to pick whichever ones they want. This is really transformative for the economy because these people are carving out new ways to work and indeed to create a whole career. But it's also transformative for policy because if we are successful in reducing frictional unemployment and getting rid of these other frictions in the labor markets, then the economy may have a lower natural rate of unemployment. That means that we can sustain a lower rate of unemployment without creating a lot of inflation. Now, that's going to be big news for policymakers like the Federal Reserve. They need to know what rates of unemployment can be targeted without creating a lot of inflation.